Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. Winter session of Parliament to begin today. 13 bills to be taken up for passage during 19-day session. Indian Air Force evacuates 335 Indian passengers from Sri Lanka stranded at Colombo Airport due to Cyclone Ditwa. Death toll in Cyclone Ditwa rises to 334 in Sri Lanka, 370 people still missing. 26th Hornbill Festival to begin today at Kisama Heritage Village in Kohima, Nagaland. Tesla CEO Elon Musk defends H-1B visa program, saying U.S. economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. And in men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 17 runs in first ODI of three-match series in Ranchi. The winter session of Parliament begins today. Our correspondent reports that the session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. We have more details.
A total of 13 bills are listed in the legislative business, which are likely to be taken up for passage during the session. The bills include the National Highways Amendment Bill, the Atomic Energy Bill, the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, and the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025. In the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Central Excise Amendment Bill and the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025. Besides, discussion and voting on the first batch of supplementary demands for grants for the year 2025-2026 will also be taken up during the session. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Earlier yesterday, the government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The all-party meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, and the meeting was attended by 50 leaders from 36 political parties. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government has appealed to the floor leaders of all political parties for cooperation during the winter session for a smooth functioning of the two houses. He stated that the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue on the floors of the houses as per the rules of both houses.
Whatever suggestion they received from floor leaders of political parties will be discussed and then will be presented to the business advisory committees. In the meeting, 36 political parties and 50 leaders participated. I assure on behalf of the government that in order to run the winter session of the parliament smoothly, we will continue to engage with the opposition in this way.
Indian Air Force has brought to Thiruvananthapuram 335 Indians who had been stranded in Sri Lanka following Cyclone Ditwa. More from our correspondent.
As part of Operation Sagarbandhu, the Indians stranded in Sri Lanka due to the cyclone were brought to Thiruvananthapuram last night on Air Force aircrafts. The Air Force IL-76 and C-130J aircraft, which had gone to Sri Lanka to deliver relief materials following the cyclone disaster, evacuated the stranded Indians from Colombo and transported them to Thiruvananthapuram. For those who arrived at Thiruvananthapuram, special bus services were arranged to return to their home. According to Defence Ministry sources, MH-17V medium lift helicopters from the Southern Air Command headquarters were deployed for the rescue operations in Sri Lanka, and Garud Special Forces were also positioned there. The Indian Air Force rescue operations in Sri Lanka will continue today as well. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Sri Lanka continues to grapple with one of its deadliest natural disasters in recent years, as the death toll from Cyclone Ditwa's aftermath has risen to 334, with 370 people still missing, according to the Disaster Management Center. Widespread floods and landslides continue to cut off several districts. India has intensified rescue efforts under Operation Sagarbandhu, deploying helicopters and NDRF teams across the hardest hit regions. Stranded passengers were also airlifted yesterday, bringing them back to India. Meanwhile, President Anura Kumaradisanaike addressed the nation and assured that the state of emergency will be used to speed up relief and recovery. Sri Lankan and Indian forces continue to carry out large-scale rescues, including 211 people airlifted near Mavil Aru Tank, Kotmale Rescue, and many others. More from our correspondent.
Rescue teams in Sri Lanka continue to battle difficult conditions where swollen rivers and unstable slopes pose fresh dangers across the island. Indian Air Force helicopters conducted sorties yesterday, transporting the injured and delivering urgent supplies to isolated communities. In addition, NDRF teams at Puttalam and Badulla are trekking through inundated terrain as they are continuing with their rescue and relief operations to reach families trapped in remote pockets. Meanwhile, the local authorities warn of new landslide risks as rains persist, even as the rivers swell to the flood levels. Emergency shelters are filling up with volunteers distributing food, medicine and clean water. The government says the priority now is locating the missing and restoring access to areas still cut off by the disaster. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Badulla.
Severe cyclonic storm Ditwa weakened into a deep depression last night and lies over southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coasts. It has moved northwards with a speed of 10 kilometers per hour during the past 6 hours and is located at 90 kilometers southeast of Chennai, 90 kilometers southeast of Puducherry, and more than 100 kilometers away from Kadalur and Karaikal. The minimum distance of the center of the deep depression will be about 30 kilometers parallel to North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. It is likely to weaken gradually further into a depression by afternoon today. Heavy rain is likely to occur at isolated places over Tiruvallur district today. The GST Bajat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on the new GST reforms in the textile sector.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the major tax cut in the textile industry has eased the financial burden on the common man. The GST rates on man-made fibers and man-made yarns have been slashed to 5%. This significant reduction in the textile sector aims to reduce cost, boost demand and leverage exports. Meanwhile, ready-made garments that cost up to 2,500 rupees per piece are now attracting 5% tax. These reforms are enhancing export competitiveness of textiles in the global markets and supporting India's ambition to emerge as a global textile hub. With Drishti and Arzu, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Nagaland, the 26th Hornbill Festival will kick off today at the Naga Heritage Village of Kisama in Kohima. Coinciding with Nagaland's Statehood Day, the 10-day festival will bring together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, craft and cuisine. We have more from our correspondent.
The stage is set for the state to kick off its 26th edition of the festivals, the Hornbill Festival at the Naga Heritage Kisama this evening. The inaugural ceremony will begin at 4 p.m. in the Unity Plaza, Kisama. Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, will be the chief host. This year, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Austria, Malta and Switzerland have joined as country partners, while Arunachal Pradesh comes on board as the state partner. Before the commencement of the opening ceremony, different inaugurations of the departments, strolls, exhibition, carnivals, events are lined up for the day. Beyond Kisama, exciting programs are also planned across the state, extending the festive spirit even further. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Gita Jayanti is being celebrated today. The day commemorates the moment when Lord Krishna delivered the timeless teachings of the Bhagavad Gita to Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra more than 5,000 years ago. Gita Jayanti is not just a day of religious observance, but also a reminder of the universal wisdom imparted by Lord Krishna, which continues to guide millions of people in their spiritual and everyday lives. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the growing global interest in Bhagavad Gita. Mr. Modi said he is deeply impressed to see how people from all over the world are being inspired by Gita.
कुरुक्षेत्र में ब्रह्म सरोवर पर आयोजित अंतर्राष्ट्रीय गीता महोत्सव में शामिल होना भी मेरे लिए बहुत विशेष रहा। मैं ये देखकर बहुत प्रभावित हुआ कि कैसे दुनिया भर के लोग दिव्य ग्रंथ गीता से प्रेरित हो रहे हैं। इस महोत्सव में यूरोप और सेंट्रल एशिया सहित विश्व के कई देशों के लोगों की भागीदारी रही।
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has defended the H-1B visa program, saying that the U.S. economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. He made the comments in a podcast conversation with Zeroda co-founder Nikhil Kamath. Musk said that America needs high-skilled workers from India now more than ever, while also calling out the misuse of the visa system by some outsourcing firms. He said America has been an immense beneficiary of talent from India, adding that his companies constantly struggle to fill specialized roles because there's always a scarcity of talented people.
I think there's been some misuse of the H-1B program. It would be accurate to say that there's, you know, like some of the outsourcing companies have kind of gamed the system on the H-1B front, and we need to stop the gaming of the system. You know, I'm certainly not in the school of thought that we should shut down the H-1B program. That's which some on the right are. I think they don't realize that that would actually be very bad.
Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Saras Ajivika Food Festival 2025 in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Rural Development informed that around 300 Lakhpati Didis and women from self-help groups from 25 states across the country will participate in the festival. It added that out of the total 62 stalls, 50 will serve live food, while 12 stalls will offer natural food products at the festival. India marked a significant milestone on the global skills stage by securing the 8th rank in the first ever participation at the World Skills Asia Competition 2025, competing against 29 nations. In the competition, India won 1 silver, 2 bronze medals and 3 medallions for excellence in both traditional and tech-driven skill categories. Moving on to sports, in men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 17 runs in the opening match of the 3-match ODI series in Ranchi last night. Chasing a target of 350 runs in 50 overs, South Africa were all out for 332 with 4 balls to spare. For South Africa, Matthew Breitske was the top scorer with 72, followed by Marco Jansen 70 and Corbin Bosch 67. For India, Kuldeep Yadav scalped 4 wickets while Harshit Rana took 3 wickets. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bowl first. Riding on Virat Kohli's 135 of 120 balls, India scored 349 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions during early hours in Manipur and Odisha today. Similar weather conditions are likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh for the next 3 days. The Met Department has issued cold wave conditions in Punjab, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada during the next 2 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Naresh. In its top story, Hindustan Times, under the headline, New Cess Bill on Sin Goods Likely as Parliament Opens Today, reports that the government is set to levy health security, say national security cess, on pan masala and any other items notified by the central government to meet expenditure on national security and for public health. PM Modi's Man Ki Baat celebrates India's spirit of unity, innovation and triumph is a front page headline in The Statesman. Stories related to Cyclone Ditwa continue to be widely covered by newspapers. Cyclone Ditwa leaves 3 dead, hundreds affected in Tamil Nadu, writes The Pioneer. EC extends SIR deadline by a week. It's December 11 now, says The Times of India. And finally, when Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Tripathi pinned the prestigious President's Bronze Medal on Siddhi Jain's uniform, she became the first female cadet to be awarded the President's Medal for overall Order of Merit, reports The Indian Express, under the headline, UP Teacher's Daughter Gets Top NDA Honour. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Winter session of Parliament to begin today. 13 bills to be taken up for passage during 19-day session. Indian Air Force evacuates 335 Indian passengers from Sri Lanka stranded at Colombo Airport due to Cyclone Ditwa. Death toll in Cyclone Ditwa rises to 334 in Sri Lanka, 370 still missing. 26 Hornbill Festival to begin today at Kisama Heritage Village in Kohima, Nagaland. Tesla CEO Elon Musk defends H-1B visa program. And in men's cricket, India beats South Africa by 17 runs in first ODI of three-match series in Ranchi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.